Yay. Hey, love being. Finding more of me within has been the most rewarding and naturally fulfilling and liberating focus I've committed myself to since I made my own conscientious self choice to re-enable my nature. And on this journey, I've remembered what undoing cult programming truly involves. It's been a fulfilling and complex series of adventures, returning home to love, to self-sovereignty, and thus a sense-felt freedom from preoccupations with other. Comprehending the centropic nature of our human ecology allows me to remain in the awareness that whatever is coming up for me is performing a function with purpose, and the I, that is me, as the awareness of self, can simply will myself to come into awareness of what the intrinsic and innate inner awareness is wanting to accomplish, which is always resolving the unresolved so that the psycho-emotional and spiritual homeostasis can be restored, so that the expression of what my spirit is here for can come into full expression. One process at a time, and most often retrieving one forgotten, dismembered memory of an emotionally imprintful bodily and cellular experience at a time, that always was belonging to a part of self that has all this time been wanting to be found, wanting to still be seen, held, heard, and given the space to fully express that which was repressed. Knowing full well we are each on this spiraling, cyclical hero's journey to find ourselves and traverse our inner landscape still imprinted with fears and unresolved trauma and unexpressed emotions, I've learned so much around the emotional, somatic, biological processes that the cells have as their ability to communicate through. The archetypal nature of human consciousness is intertwined always with story, as such is the form by which we experience reality, or better put, life. Untold or often repressed stories or unfelt feelings will remain wanting to be expressed by our human selves to complete a natural process of experiencing psycho-emotionally intense experience, and thus bring us back to safety, wholeness, balance, contentment. The fall of humanity is, in all of its complexity, to where we now operate in grotesque ways as an entropic species, simply bound to the fact that humans stopped and then forgot to prioritize feeling-based relating and properly processing their feelings. When humans are no longer willing or aware that this is even a choice to properly process emotionally intense experiences, the unresolved simply remains unresolved, no matter how much incense or chakra dust we sprinkle over our auras or cells. Human nature is self-organized and has natural intrinsic processes within its primary fourfold biospiritological feeling-based bodysuit to resolve unresolved emotional imprinting. Any experience that is unnatural, emotionally intense, or goes in against our nature, which is our sovereignty, our freedom, and our free will, it imprints. With enough intensity, the natural human biological processes get activated to cause disassociation within the wholeness of self. And this is an entirely natural process that our cells are hardwired to function as. If we did not dissociate during emotionally intense experiences or trauma, we would remain frozen, and so our centropic cells' biological natural functions are always functioning to sustain full operationality. One could ascertain that when in a given moment of emotionally intense experiences our cells dismember from itself the experience and, so to speak, store that away, so to pause processing for a later time when calm and safety is restored and the emotional intensity can become processed, all naturally interconnected in its fullness, so that the dismembered aspects of self that split off can become reintegrated. I share all of this because our natural processes are real. They will never change, as they are intrinsic to our human nature and the cell's intelligence to preserve, protect, and keep safe from harm the fullness of our being, which is our thrifality. What humanity hasn't been taught, raised with or is in the main being informed of is how relevant properly processing all of our feelings truly is. Any and all discomfort in the cells, any disease is always performing a function with purpose for the awareness of self to inquire within. In an ideal world, we'd just have a daily check-in with ourselves and they would tell us everything that we benefit from still processing so as to remain on course in what our spirit's purpose on this earth is pursuing in its expression. You may be able to assert that most humans don't even get to resolve their unresolved. Some who have awareness resolve their past imprintings to some degree, but hardly any human in the Western world is truly restoring their wholeness of self, because the notion of disassociation that occurs during emotionally intense experiences is not comprehended, let alone how to navigate the internal landscape of our human inner experience of what still wants to become resolved and reintegrated. We seem all be groomed by society to look outside for some form of gratification that is only a messenger from within if simply questioned around its true function, story, or imprint. I want to encourage you to love yourself, to trust and to surrender your mind to the knowing that your cells are operating entirely, 100% syntropically at all times. Every cellular transition and activity is performing a function with purpose to serve life. Human nature is 100% syntropic. Our human cells function 100% on syntropic life strategies that are all action-based to serve the wholeness of self. And predominantly the return thereto, whilst wholeness is to be restored yet. Our body is our greatest ally. It has access to all the wisdom of the entire universe, as it is syntropy itself. Our divine key, so to speak, to access all of this, and it's held in our will. Where the reemergence of the self-expressed divinity of humanity stands or falls is indeed by but one thing, our willingness or our capacity to operate and base our feeling-based navigation in this world on the inner knowing, again, of our will. If we feel we currently aren't that, that too is now then becoming a choice, because everything is our responsibility in this now moment. To many, and certainly to me, when I was still deeply unresolved around feeling safe to feel my will and give expression to what I felt I wanted, this notion can feel confronting in the cells. And this is because it was our natural freedom of choice that was violently trespassed, leading to a stain on our feelings around choice, will, and freedom to choose. This part of self, known as will or Sophia, is tied to the premature separation of love, the cutting of the umbilical cord. And with awareness on how to invert trauma-based mind control, or MKUltra, we can use the innate and intrinsic love metric as our guiding roadmap to find will and Sophia again and bring them home to self, to love, to wholeness. Unexpressed emotions in the form of real experience-based stories are what sits in the way of us no longer handing down trauma and truly raising the next generations on the natural principles that are the makeup of our syntropic human ecology. There's more to relate around all of this, as this is an interdimensional conversation to have within our own selves. I just wanted to reach out to tell you you are loved. Your cells are loved. And these parts of you that still want to be found and loved are not forgotten. They do require you, the awareness of self, to keep being willing, to keep showing up with love, for love, to love, all of you. All of the thoughts, the patterns, the stories, and all of the feelings, because all that ever did not show up, that caused us to dissociate, was love. So I'm here to be that love for me, for all of me, for all of my flaws, my stories, my incomprehensible navigation that I keep staying open and curious towards, because I've remembered that everything in life performs a function with purpose. And some of these parts of self are shy or have very little to work with to get my attention. Emotional reactions are always an awesome indicator that a part of self is using its limited languaging ability through emotional reacting. And the question is, are you willing to inquire within, ask its name, and remain openly and lovingly curious as to who may still want to be found within? I salute you and honor you in the journey homewards, inwards. May Will and Sophia start speaking to you, and may you inquire with them if they haven't been freed, found, and brought back into wholeness yet. In grace and loving kindness, Sovereign.